Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Arizona Republican Debbie Lesko won a special election to fill the deep red seat Trent Franks retired from earlier this year. Unofficial balloting had her up 52.9% to 47.2%. The victory is a bit close for comfort, considering Donald Trump's 21-point victory there in 2016. This will do very little to calm Republican nerves ahead of Election Day. Here are a couple interesting data points. Former Suffolk County legislator Steve Stern won a special election Tuesday to become the first Democrat in 40 years to represent the 10th New York State Assembly District in Huntington on Long Island. The New York Times is reporting that Republicans have lost support in every special election since Trump began president.
We've got a playbook preview this morning. NRCC Chairman Steve Stivers is hosting a fundraiser Thursday night for the first round of NRCC primary patriots, lawmakers in tough intra-party battles back at home. This week's event benefits Alabama's Martha Roby, North Carolina's Robert Pittenger, and New York's Dan Donovan. Illinois Representative Rodney Davis started this program. Stivers expects to bring them around $150,000.
French President Emmanuel Macron is on Capitol Hill today to address a joint session of Congress. The president is meeting this afternoon with Apple CEO Tim Cook. A fun spotted for you this morning. Paul Manafort was eating lunch at Charlie Palmer's Tuesday. Kourtney Kardashian was at the restaurant at another table.
Here's the latest on Ronnie Jackson. CNN is reporting that the VA nominee drunkenly banged on a female employee's door during an overseas trip. Burgess Everett, Eliana Johnson, and Alana Shore report that Jackson's botched nomination is seen as emblematic of Trump's management style and could have been avoided if he had taken Senator Johnny Isaacson's advice not to fire David Shulkin in the first place.
NBC News' Heidi Prisballo scored an interview with Harry Reid in Las Vegas. His big piece of advice, stop talking about impeaching President Trump. Of course, all eyes were on the White House last night for Trump's first state dinner. Matt Nussbaum and Rebecca Morin report that while there weren't celebrities at the state dinner, Trump has ushered in a new type of attendee, the billionaires. There were many, many business people who attended last night, including Stephen Schwarzman, the billionaire chief of Blackstone and Trump confidant, and David Rubenstein, the Carlyle Group co-founder and Washington philanthropist. Apple CEO Tim Cook was in attendance, as was the CEO of Lockheed Martin. Mike Memley pointed out on Twitter that Nikki Haley was one person not on the guest list.
On the investigations front, the Daily Beast is reporting that former NBC anchor Thomas Roberts confirmed that Trump stayed overnight in Moscow in 2013 for the Miss Universe pageant. And the AP has confirmed that Greg Craig, who authored a report that's been involved in the Mueller investigation into Paul Manafort, is no longer at the law firm Skadden Arps. There's a lot going on in the Pruitt files today as well. Emily Holden and Annie Snyder report that the EPA chief is scaling back the EPA's use of science, barring the agency from relying on studies that don't publicly disclose all their data. While the Daily Beast reports that the EPA wasn't interested in the White House's help in prepping for Pruitt's congressional appearance later this week. And in another twist, the New York Times is reporting that Pruitt's chief security officer moonlighted for the tabloid news publisher American Media Inc., an ally of Trump's, during the 2016 presidential campaign.
A third judge has ruled against Trump's move to end DACA, and the Supreme Court will hear arguments about Trump's travel ban today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.